Indeed, teach us what you have to say this evening. Amen. Well, do you open up Psalm 33 in your Bibles on page 560, I think? Because we'll be referring to it as we go along, and rather than flipping backwards and forwards between slides, the lawyers have it open in the Bible in front of you. You'll notice at the beginning of the psalm that there is a command. Have a look at that psalm and have a look at verses 1 to 3 and see if you can see in the passage there what the command is, and then we'll bring up the slide when we've had a look. Anybody want to shout out what the command is? Sing and praise the Lord. That's right. Ash, let's have that first slide up. There we go. Verses 1 to 3, the command is to sing to God with joy, isn't it? Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It's fitting for the upright to praise him. That's not a please. It might be a very good idea if you could maybe one day sing. This is a command, isn't it? It's to sing to the Lord, you righteous. Who are the righteous? It's those who are made clean by coming to God as his people, by being cleaned by Jesus, by his blood shed on the cross. Jesus' blood on the cross worked backwards in time into the Old Testament and forwards in time into the new and into the present. And so those who trust God have been cleaned, been justified, been made righteous. And so it's fitting for those of us who are trusting in Jesus to sing to the Lord, to sing joyfully to the Lord. Now, sing joyfully. Sometimes we don't feel like singing joyfully, do we? Sometimes life can be quite hard. Sometimes things happen in our lives which are difficult. Maybe we've got ill. Maybe there's a loved one who's got ill, or we've lost a loved one in the last weeks or months or years. And singing joyfully feels quite hard to be joyful. But this psalm's going to tell us why, even if we're feeling sad, we can still sing joyfully. So the command is there to sing to God with joy, because he is the God who, verses 4 and 5, speaks truth and is truth. Look with me at verses 4 and 5. For the word of the Lord, that's everything that's written in the Bible, for the word of the Lord is right and true. But it's not just his word that is right and true. His word takes after him. Just like people, when we speak, you can tell what we're like to an extent. With God, you can absolutely tell what he's like with his word. His word is right and true because he is faithful in all he does. God is faithful in all he does, and therefore his word is right and true. So God speaks truth. God is truth. And his truth is unfailing love. That's the first reason to sing with joy to God, however we're feeling, because he speaks truth and is truth. Secondly, verses 6 to 9. Sing to God with joy because he is the creator of all things. Did you notice that as we read it together? By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. As he spoke back in Genesis, so things came to be. What did he make? He made the starry host. He made everything that we can see. Go out to the middle of the countryside in the night, maybe save this for the summer, and lie down and look up to the sky. There is nothing there that God didn't make. By his word, he stretched out that starry host above us. And he made these things by speaking. He gathers the waters of the seas. He's in charge of the things he's made, isn't he? He looks after his creation. And he's the one who is in charge. And therefore, it's right, isn't it, that all the earth fears him. Why? not fears him by being scared of him in a bad way, but give him his due. Think of him rightly, because he's the God who made all things, and he's the God who holds all things and controls all things. So sing to joy, to him with joy. He speaks truth and is truth. He's the creator of all things. Thirdly, his plans are never foiled. Don't know about you, but my plans are frequently foiled. I've been trying to tidy my study for the last 2.5 weeks, and all sorts of things have got in the way of me trying to tidy my study, my plans have been foiled about 5 times. I have to get it done very soon because I've got somebody coming around to sit with me in it and have a chat on Tuesday, so it's got to be done by then. But for the last 2.5 weeks, I've been trying to tidy my study, and my plans have been foiled. But the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But, verse 11, the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. God has set a course. He has made a plan. And his plan, which is good, is never going to fail, ever. It hasn't failed in the years before 2023. It's not going to fail in 2023 or in the years to come. And his plan is good and right. And his plan is for our good, for the good of all of those who love him. Therefore, we can sing to our God with joy. Fourthly, verses 12 to 15, he sees everything that happens. Now that might sound a bit scary, mightn't it? God knows what we get up to. Yes, we do need to take that into account, don't we? But he sees everything that happens and takes care of his people when he sees it happening to us. Look with me there at verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. If we're trusting in God, he's looking down on us and he is taking care of us. So whatever 2023 is like, we can sing to our God with joy. He's watching over us. And fifthly and finally, verses 16 to 19. Sing to joy with God who alone is Saviour. There's been a lot of headlines over the last few days of extra tanks and things and missiles and stuff being sent to Ukraine, hasn't there? Because they're powerful, they're strong. Back in the day, back in the Old Testament, the equivalent was a horse. And a horse was the strongest thing people knew. It was swift. You could fire arrows from it. You could do all sorts with a horse. If you had an army of horses, you were the top-notch army. But no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite its great strength, it cannot save. Why? Because a horse is just another thing in God's creation. A tank, a missile. The things that we rely on in our lives, they're just other things in God's creation. Our bank accounts, our friends, our relationships, our jobs, our schoolwork, our hopes of the future. They're just things in God's creation. Yes, many of them are very good. Horses are good. I love those horses down around the Common. They're good. But they cannot save. None of those things can save. God alone is our Saviour. That is why we can trust in him. That is why we can sing to our God with joy. And so, the last few verses of our psalm, we will trust him whose love is with us, won't we? Because he is the only one to trust. He's on our side if we're trusting in him. He's the one who watches over us. He's the one who speaks truth. He is truth. He's the one whose plan always succeeds. And he alone is our Saviour. So we can say, can't we? We will wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. And then we say to God, may your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. So however we're feeling at the beginning of 2023, whatever happened in 2022 or the years before, we can sing to God with joy, deep-seated joy, even if we're feeling sad sometimes, because our God is a great God who cares for his people and whose plans are never thwarted. So let's be those this year who trust in him and him alone and sing to him with deep-seated joy. Let me pray. Our Father, please would we be those who, like the psalmist here, put our whole trust in you. Thank you that you are the truth. You are the creator. You're the one who looks on everything. You're the one whose plans always succeed. And that you, above all, are our Saviour. So, Father, please cause us to trust you this coming year in all of the scenes of our life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.